Hi, y'all. Good to have you drop in for, oh my goodness, episode 13 of our 15-week limited series podcast. And it's me again, country cowgirl Dr. D with my sidekick Blue Waters, a Nashville recording artist whose voice will be behind each week's country song that guides the book reading from my soon-to-be-published I'm Just a Country Song, Three Chords and Only My Truth. Last episode, we wrapped up by playing a teaser. As always, we gave a quiz question about this week's song. Okay, Blue, the question is, where did singer Gabby Barrett and her Texan rocker singer husband meet?
They met on season 16 of American Idol, where Gabby Barrett came in third place and Cade Foner came in fourth place in the finals. And they sure did not go home empty-handed. They found each other.
I voted for Gabby Barrett. I was cheering for that little girl. She did great, and she's blowing everybody away right now with her career. A little-known fact is that Cade is also a preacher man. A good-looking one, Blue, if I say so myself. Each week, I share how the episode's country song chose me. This week, Footprints on the Moon is special. This chapter is about the importance of leaving a footprint, a legacy of shooting for the moon, and making a difference in the middle of failures and sometimes wins. Our own blues story mixes with mine, and this mirror image we hold, even though we are some years apart in this lifetime. Your turn, Blue. What keeps you trying, even though time and again, what you are reaching for is slightly out of your grasp?
Oh, man. I have felt that feeling time and time again of working so hard and being so close and the goal still being just out of reach and wanting to just throw in the towel and give up. What keeps me trying time and time again? There's a few things. So the first is my father's voice. I can hear it saying, pick yourself up by your bootstraps and keep on trucking, which I translate into, do it happy, sad, angry, scared, just don't give up. The next thing is a little cartoon video that I saw somewhere on the internet that has stuck with me throughout all these years, and I'm sure some of the listeners will know exactly what I'm talking about when I describe it. It's a picture of a gold miner who is digging and digging and digging and not having any luck. So just as the gold miner throws his pickaxe down and gives up, the viewers can see that if he would have just kept going just a few more steps, he would have struck gold. And that has always motivated me to not give up. And the last thing is simply the drive and perseverance that I have that, you know, that just makes up who I am. I can't stop knowing that my dreams are possible. I'd rather die trying than give up and roll over.
And there is where we cross our paths. I never, ever, ever give up. And I've had my share of doubters. And oh my gosh, Blue, there's a line of them still, but I don't care. I'm going to keep trying.
That's also motivation.
Yeah, I'm going to keep trying with you. Good to be in your company. As we all know, podcast listeners enjoy your warbles, Blue. I'm trying not to get jealous here. They're listening to your songs. I'm excited. Time for you to sing our episode song, after which I will pull out the lyrics that guide this week's chapter read about you and me and others like us, about being determined to leave the footprints of our can-do attitude. No matter how high up in the sky and out of the reach, that moon shines. Take it away, Blue.
All right, here it is.
Mount Everest, I know. It's impossible, you're too young or too old, that's what they tell you. So that's what you tell you too. So the light, it fades when you figure out the rules, they change. When you touch it in your hands, it's sand slipping through. But the truth is, everybody says that you can till you do. Standing there staring at the mirror in the room, tell yourself one more day, one more day, one more shot. The voices in the night in your head, yeah, they'll pay you to quit. Hell, they'll tell you that it's hard, cause it is. But you can do anything, anything you want to. There's footprints on the moon. Your knees, they'll shake. You're gonna want to stay home. Don't stay, the more your heart wants it, the harder it'll break. Yeah, everybody says that you can't till you do. Standing there staring at the mirror in the room, tell yourself one more day, one more day, one more shot. The voices in the night in your head, yeah, they'll pay you to quit. Hell, they'll tell you that it's hard, cause it is. You can do anything, anything you want to. There's footprints on the moon. There's footprints on the moon. Some days you're gonna win. Some days you're gonna be this close. Some days you wanna give up, but hang on. Everybody says that you can till you do. Standing there staring at the mirror in the room, tell yourself one more day, one more day, one more shot. The voices in the night in your head, yeah, they'll pay you to quit. Hell, they'll tell you that it's hard, cause it is. But you can do anything, anything you want to. There's footprints on the moon. There's footprints on the moon.
Footprints on the Moon. Singer, Gabby Barrett. Writers, Gabby Barrett, Zachary Kale, and John Knight. Lyrics, everybody says that you can't till you do. Standing there staring at the mirror in the room, tell yourself, one more day, one more day, one more shot. The voices in the night in your head, yeah, they'll pay you to quit. He'll tell you that it's hard, cause it is. But you can do anything, anything you want to. What if the stars we were shooting for grew tired and fell? They lay at our feet and we look around. Do we let them be or bend a knee and give them a hand to try again? We give breath, we give heart. We say we are enough and can stand again, even though the voices in our head try to regain control and keep us from rejection and detection that others are better, faster, smarter, and more golden. We've been there, both of us. My country singing young friend, who is a spitting image of what I had envisioned my daughter might have been if she had stayed a little longer on this earth. And me, the never sit still and keep dreaming woman who has been told it's time to hang up her spurs. We've been there, all of us, when the next step was so hard to take, when the effort caused you to break, when the road to the sun was long and the night did its best to bring the twinkle lights back to your soul. It is in the getting up that your legacy, the footprints you leave on the moon will be defined by not how many times you fall short of the distance you seek, but how many times you defy the odds and get up abundantly. Cat Blue and my focus is not on the reality that is immediately in front of us, but rather in the vision we collectively both have, which is not reality yet. Lots of aspiring singers, songwriters in Nashville these days. So how can a North Carolina cattle farming cutie expect to be noticed among the sea of talent? No one was more surprised than me when on a whim, she drove from Phoenix to chat. We were both surprised that a quick turnaround meet and greet turned into an impromptu duo with a local troubadour at the bistro, where all stopped eating, stopped talking, and began videoing her singing at the cafe by the wash. It was pure destiny when I told her about the book and read some chapters guided by chosen country song lyrics. It was meant to be when she told me the message was better understood if I would read the words. And she said yes when I asked her to consider singing the songs I would read too. That's how dreams come to life. You are open to the moment when opportunity comes knocking, no matter how slim the chance of success might be. She has traveled some dead-end streets of late, but still finds the time, money, and spunk to continue writing her songs, singing the endless gigs, and applying for the TV talent shows that focus on the drama of the singers rather than the talent of the voice. She's told she's too country, not enough right country, and maybe too young, or is she too old to be new? Watching from afar, I feel she is just this close to almost making it, almost taking a different fork in that road. The stage lights for me could potentially dim if I let them, for rules change a bit with age. To believe that there is possibly one more day, one more shot, to be discovered, could be seen by some as pathetic. As I explain my new life's chapter, another dream, a book tour, I am choosing to agree with Einstein, who saw failure as success in progress. The louder voices, if you let them, tell you repeatedly you can't, until they are silenced when you do. I have learned that I was weakest when I had a little success and let it go to my head, thinking I no longer needed to believe it was hard. It is hard to balance falling down with never letting failure get to your heart. There will come a moment as you travel in this lifetime when you fall and search somewhere in the depths of your soul for the spark, the light, and a hand of the divine to lift you up, to stand again, recover from, learn from the fall. Perhaps you will bend a knee, pick up that wee star, and encourage it to try again, fall again, and rise once more. You may not know this, I did not. They say footprints on the moon stay there, as if they are indelible proof that you walked upon the moon dust. The moon is not too high to shoot for as you dream your dreams. The footprints you leave will be encouragement enough for others to aim for the universe. You might not reach your goal, But that will be the legacy you were shooting for. Thanks, y'all, for listening in with Blue and me. We appreciate your being with us always on I'm Just a Country Song's 13 Blue episode. This one was inspired by Gabby Barrett's Footprints on the Moon. It's our story, Blue, of synchronicity, a happen chance path crossing of two women, one season and one a young old soul. Who knows? Both of us may reach the moon in our own way. And the legacy will be found in the indelible footprints of flipping the lyrics of the country song we leave behind. I really believe that, Blue. Next week's song, Guiding the Podcast, is one that grabs my heartstrings, as it is about the individual who's been in my life since birth, my brother, and our 7-decade journey we have traveled together, sometimes a coast apart, taking turns guiding each other through tough times and showing up when it mattered. He lived the lyrics, guided by the 4 agreements, and taught me to know when to hold those cards life dealt, when to fold them, when to walk away from life diversity, and when to just run to a better place. Blue, will you strum a few chords and sing a few lines of the country song by Kenny Rogers, The Gambler?
I sure will. Here's a little taste.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us and he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces, knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done."
Let's give our usual weekly quiz so our listeners will tune in to the next episode for the answer. The question is, Blue, here it goes. What 3 things is the Gambler song about? And these 3 things make it a true country song. What you think?
Who?
Blue, if folks want to learn more about what you're up to, where do they go?
Well, they can visit Instagram or TikTok and follow me there at I Am Blue Waters, or on Facebook at Blue Waters Music. Or if you want all of the links in one place, that would be .com/Blue Crew. And you can find everything there from my merch store to my new song release. I have a couple songs out so far and I'm already working on the next one. So check out Sin in the South specifically. That's my country song that I released out of Nashville. And then if you would like to follow along on the coaching side of things and you're interested in checking out what I offer there, you can visit chooseyourblue.com. And all of that is spelled B-L-U in all those names.
I don't know about all you listeners. I'm going to rush to the website and check out Blue's merch. Let's all do it. See y'all for the next episode of the 15 Limited Series podcast, rolling out the chapters of my soon-to-be-published book. I'm just a country song, three chords, and only my truth. Be looking for it. Bye, y'all.